Greetings and welcome to our first session in the Masterclass series. You should have by now completed Season 1 and are ready for us to get up close and personal as we cook up a storm in Season 2. Today we are being prepared for the main course to navigate you through the process of edification, elevation, encouragement, entertainment, empowerment, and emancipation is Kareem Ainsley. We will keep it relevant, relatable, and real as you activate your feminine energy and beauty in preparing yourself to be an inspiration to the life of a king. In this episode, we will be covering 7 lies every wife ready for a husband should know. Stick around as we get ready to present the authentic truth. The first lie is, you have time to get married. The reason why most marriages fail is because individuals engaging were not prepared for the endeavor and as such entered into a marriage prematurely, which in most instances was not under covenant but under contract. Contractual marriages fail because they are built on human principle. However, covenant marriages are less likely to fail. Covenant marriages hold firm from the day of unification until the end of life. Proverbs 5 and verse 18 indicates to us, "Let the fountain be blessed and rejoice with the wife of thy youth." This is a very important passage to bear in mind. The Word of God says that the man should rejoice with the wife of his youth. This is saying that a man should have a wife when he is young. This then means that the woman that is going to be desirable is his peer or younger. These are just guidances for us to understand the gravity and the directionality of a marriage and a marriage union. It indicates that he should start the journey when young. It means that a woman should be ready to start the journey with him and willing to serve as his helpmeet. This indicates you must be ready to unite in oneness. And the reason many marriages fail is because there is no true desire of being a helpmeet. They fail because the woman is not a wife before she got married. And when she gets married, she refuses to transition into being a wife. And that there cause conflict and confusion. So to avoid the conflict, the confusion, the casualty, it is better to follow the principles. Let us examine another passage of scripture, which comes to us from Proverbs 31 and verse 10. It says, "Who can find a virtuous woman? For her price is far above rubies." Rubies are gems normally bought for women. You can buy rubies, but you cannot buy a virtuous woman. The reason for this is because she already knows her worth and her value. She knows that she is priceless. How long would you like to enjoy rubies? A short time or indefinitely? So now you see why it is important to proceed with due diligence and expediency within reason as wisdom is exercised. Let us not forget about biology. In a woman's 20s, she is considered to be most fertile and have the best chance of getting pregnant. This is the time when you have the highest number of viable eggs available and your pregnancy risks are low. As you age closer to 25, your odds of conceiving after 3 months of trying would have fallen just about 20%. As you make your way into your 30s, fertility gradually begins to decline. At around age 32, after the age of 35, the decline speeds up. The risk of miscarriages will begin to rise. You might be faced with more complications in your pregnancy or during delivery, having a baby later in life. If you have not yet managed to execute on your fruitfulness capabilities, by the time you reach 40, there is a steep decline in a woman's ability to get pregnant. Naturally, at age 40, the odds of conceiving after 3 months of trying are just about 7%. Over time, the quality and quantity of the eggs decline. Older eggs can have more chromosomes, which increases the odds of having a baby with birth defect, C-section, premature delivery, premature birth, low birth weight, birth defect, are just a few complications, not to mention stillbirth. Remember, the idea of marriage is to be fruitful, to rear a family and procreate. Marriage is not for a woman to have a good time, though she will, especially if she follows and abides by the guidance and guidelines for the marriage institution. So the idea presented by the world that you have time to get married whenever you desire, that is far from true. Lie number 2. Your education is relevant to the relationship. The truth be told is your education is irrelevant to the relationship. However, it is encouraged that during your preparation phase, you become educated. Though you are educated, you may even have spent 7 years in a college. With marriage, the usefulness of it outside of the home is determined by your husband. Your husband, depending on the level of the corporate ladder he is on, will find more pleasure with you staying home and using your education to cultivate exceptional attributes in the children. In simple terms, after marriage, you may become a housewife, and after the children have left the nest, left the home, you may become a traveling wife. Ephesians 5 and verse 33 states to us, "Nevertheless, let every one of you in particular so love his wife even as himself, and the wife see that she reverence her husband." Yes, it means that you should honor and respect your husband. That also includes respecting his decision, though it may conflict with your ideology and the culturing you have received from the world. The world may have told you that you should be chasing your own check. However, you will need to prioritize. And once you commit to marriage, you now have chosen to become the helper of your husband. In such a submission, you have indicated that you will respect your husband's decision because you are both heading in the same direction. Just for the purpose of information, the more educated the woman gets, there is a correlation with a decrease in the birth rate and marriage rate. However, those educated women who get married causes an exponential increase in the divorce rate. approximately 80% of divorces are initiated by the woman. The reason why females choose to divorce their husband is because they engage into that which they were unprepared. In some instances, their unpreparedness allowed them to fall in the trap of selecting a husband lookalike, which should have been someone else's husband. They allow their carnal desire to entice them to select a male and not a man. Women need to realize that they can only get a husband from a man. When females go their own way, that presents the challenge of complicating the relationship, resulting in ungodly entanglements. Many people in this world are married, yet so few are truly married. Can two walk unless they agree? Absolutely not. I want you to understand that your mindset can become a liability, meaning your education or your resources are inconsequential. What the men really care about is your mental state. A lot of women are educated with bachelor's, master's, PhDs and cannot have or keep a man because they are mentally defiled and are not asset in a relationship, and they are rejected by men as they are a liability unsuited to be added to their portfolio. And you may be asking yourself, how can I be earning six figures and I have my PhD, but yet I am a liability to the relationship? You are a liability to the relationship because you were not trained, you were not cultivated for the institution of marriage. And if that happens, you will not become a wife. The title would be unsuiting for you. If you think your education makes you an asset, you have been mistaken. But remember, the educational institution consider you an asset because you are going to be paying them. You are going to be the one indebted, and then you will be trying to take that liability into your relationship. The miseducation that our females are fed has disadvantaged them to being subjected to the point they are dangerous in a relationship, and as such, men refuse to tolerate educated liabilities. He would prefer an unrefined, uneducated asset that is willing to be molded and also to act right. If you're a woman and you go to college in the 21st century, note, the most useful college courses offered at this time are in the areas of STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, or some form of professional qualification. If not, the best alternative is that a woman get a trade. Believe what I say to you. You have to be smart, and these are the type of things men look at. Remember, we speak about being a liability when you carry your college debt into the relationship. It has now become your husband's responsibility. Think about your family. Do not go to school to do useless degrees that cannot aid or advance you in the real world. Does it make sense to go to college for 7 years just to turn around and raise a family with all that useless debt and courses that have no real world application, especially in the home? A college degree has nothing to do with a husband. Don't fall for the trap of being an independent woman, because you will die alone and lonely. The older you become and the longer you wait, the smaller the marriage pool becomes for a woman. So time is of the essence. Lie number 3. You can have your harlot phase and then settle down. Proverbs 18 and verse 22 indicates to us, whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtaineth favor of the Lord. It is important that you understand this passage before we proceed any further. I want you to ponder on this. Are you a wife before you get married, after you get married, or when you have become separated? At what point do you become a wife? The Word of God indicates to us that whosoever findeth a wife findeth a good thing. The husband is seeking after a wife. A man is seeking after a woman. So what is this saying to us? It is saying to the woman that you should be a wife before you get married. Hallelujah. Being a wife means that you have been trained and cultivated in the skill sets of serving your husband and being prepared to bear his children and take care of the household. If you become a wife at any other time, your marriage has a higher likelihood of failure, as you were not ready to engage in the institution which you so badly forced yourself upon prematurely. It is sad that women in this allegedly modern society spend so much time in school to get qualifications and yet spend so little time on their main purpose, which is marriage, hence get into a system and destroys the sanctity of the institution created by God, defiling it as a harlot defiles her lineage. Now, let us ponder. Is being a harlot a good thing? No, absolutely not. If you were a harlot, you would not have been on the list of a man. Because when a man selects you, he is thinking about his family, his future, the generation that is to come. When a woman engages in harlotry, this is unnecessary baggage to be rectified before the marriage transition. As such, the man would rather not to have to deal with the breaking of the demonic influences that the woman possesses from the previous cemetery encounters. As such, she would need to be purified, sanctified, and glorified to be considered his queen. That there is a lot of work. And men who are about business don't have time to wait. You have to be ready for the opportunity of marriage. You should be preparing yourself to be married, not getting ready when you have an encounter with someone you perceive, because you would have been a suspect. You have to understand from the man's perspective. In selecting such a woman, the man runs the risk of having a dysfunctional relationship and a family structure, as certain strongholds are not easily loosened. This also increases the likelihood of infidelity and unfaithfulness, putting the man's estate and the family at high risk. Taking on a harlot is a big liability to a man. The woman that the man selects can build him or destroy him. A harlot can do nothing more than destroy the man. This type of female is more a liability, as we discussed before, than an asset to the relationship, and will be passed over by 99% of the men. We are not going to say that men will not choose harlots, because a man of God in the Word of God was given a harlot to wife, and he chose that harlot and he wifed that harlot. However, that was symbolic. Men in this modern dispensation has no time to deal with such unnecessary crucible. So when you're going to be engaging in your relationships, I don't want you to look at it from a temporal perspective. I want you to look at it for the future, for the long term. And this is where many persons fail. Take a walk down your mind's eyes, looking at things from a logical perspective. Why would you accept a used gift when you can have a new, unadulterated gift? This is a no-brainer. men of value don't settle. They only acquire the best. And if you are not the best, then a man will have to pass over you and leave you for the males. So that is why we ask our women to keep themselves circumspect, so that when the man comes, they are already ready and waiting. Remember, you can only receive that which you bring. Expect nothing less and nothing more. What am I saying here? If you are a female and you have played the field, and your mentality has not been transformed, you cannot expect to get a man. You can get a male who is on your same frequency. But to be elevated to the state of receiving unto yourself a man, you have to elevate into the state of being a woman. Even being a woman, it doesn't mean that you are a wife. In order to get a husband, you have to reach up to the level of a wife. There has to be the expression of mutuality. Leviticus 19 and verse 29, it says, "Do not prostitute thy daughters, cause her to be a whore, lest the land fall to whoredom and the land become full of wickedness." This is exactly the state that our world is in. Advertisements, we have ladies, we have prostitutes being displayed on the billboard, scantily clothed women. The land is falling into whoredom. On the social media platform, they have their pages, they have their fans only, and they have all kind of destructive guiles to entice the carnality of males, of humanity. But a real man doesn't go knocking on those doors. I want to leave with you some food for thought under this caption. What will you learn dating or having sexual relationship with guy number one that is going to help you to deal with guy number two or even number 2000? Absolutely nothing. Each individual is unique. So why would you, as a woman of sound mind, think it is okay to prostitute yourself? You are correct. You would not be of a sound mind to do that. You would be in a state of dystopia. In my opinion, dating is one of the worst things ever created. It has been damaging females and males who get involved, causing them to fail to matriculate into becoming women and men, thus creating a constant revenue source for the government with the broken homes, child support, divorce, hatred expressed towards each other in the form of violence, promoting the continuation of the school prison pipeline, exploitation, prostitution, among other unlisted atrocities. These are some of the things which dating as an institution has set up this generation to deal with. All these broken hearts, these failed relationships, these sexual violations, all of this caused in the name of dating. In the 21st century, we have come to find that a lot of females who are in contractual marriages are actually prostitutes. However, some just don't know it yet. Number 4. Lie number 4. A man should date you and spend money on you. Let me hasten to tell you that men do not date. The hookup culture of dating is not in line with the man's agenda. Dating as is practiced today could be linked to the depravity of society and to the social and relational problems leading to criminal behavior and health problems, and eventually mental and emotional damage, coupled with the acceptance of psychological and physical abuse as humanity crashes on a downward trajectory. You see, the word dating was invented in the 18th century. Prior marriages were arranged and had a direct parental involvement and support. Contrary to our practice, there was the negligible open practice of trial marriages or concubinage. The word courtship has been used to describe a model which is acceptable and should be used to safeguard against the snares of the world. And this can be found in the book A Single One by Kareem Ainsley. Just note, men actually engage in courting, as these individuals mean business and are serious about their families and future. They are not in the hookup type of behavior, which is actually prostitution. No man wants a prostitute in his bed because they are professionals and dignified under the authority of God. People who go on dates have reduced odds of finding a husband. They may find a partner which they soon will part ways with. Research have proven that entering a relationship using the principles of courting with predetermined end increases the likelihood of receiving that which is in both parties' best interests. Dating is open for the purpose of exploring and sampling that which is undesired or satisfying appetite because it is easy and available, or even just to add validation to the woman without a clear, definitive end operating outside of meaningful purpose. Whenever you hear a male saying they want to spend money on you, think about this statement by Dave Ramsey from the book The Total Money Makeover. It says, "We buy things we don't need with money we don't have to impress people we don't like." I want this to sink in. The next time a male says he wants to spend money on you, a man never spends on a woman. Anytime a man has to spend money on you, know that you are no longer an asset, you are a liability. A man's only interest is to invest in a woman, and that woman is his wife. When a man is investing in you, the least you can do is be interested, invested, and committed. If not, do not entertain the investor. Then again, it is up to you if you want to be a criminal and take that which is reserved for his wife. How much better are you than a thief? Number 5. Lie number 5. You are the price. This is a misconception and a deception presented by the world to deceive our females, preventing them from matriculating into women. Ecclesiastes 9 and verse 9 says, "Live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of the life of thine vanity, which he had given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity, for that is thy portion in life and in thy labor, which thou takest under the sun." In today's world, when the population is assessed, we realize that there is a problem, not for men only, but also women. There are more females than males in the world. That means that based on the principle of supply and demand, the male is actually the prize and not the female. A well-thinking woman would only choose to be selected by a man. Though society tries to make you feel like you are the prize, you are not. As a woman, you should be grateful that you were even considered by a man, and in an act of gratitude, cooperate with him as you submit to the portfolio for which you have the title wife. Proverbs 4 and verse 8, it says, "Exalt her, and she shall promote thee. She shall bring thee to honor when thou doest embrace her." Contrary to what the media indicates, the woman, when received by her husband, will be glorified, as she will bring honor to him. A woman who is a prostitute cannot bring glory to the man, nor will she be able to promote him, nor will he be comfortable with her. He will experience this honor and not honor, and in his right mind will be ashamed of himself and her, as she is a reflection of him. As it relates to relationship, I want you to bear in mind that likes attract. Those who have conflicting personalities will never attract into perpetuity, as such will cause divide and discord. Don't believe this lie. Lie number six. You should be independent. Genesis 2 and verse 24 says, "Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh." This passage indicates to us that the idea of independence is non-existent. A man should leave his mother and father and shall cleave unto his wife. Not only that, they shall become one. When we look at the word being independent, it indicates to us that it refers to being free from outside control, not depending on another's authority. When you choose to desire a man, you just traded your independence, because you will now be under his authority. And don't be deceived by the world. Each one is interdependent on the other. The house that we live in, someone had to build it, someone had to furnish it, someone had to do everything to it. Certainly, we did not do all of this by ourselves. The toilet that we sit on, someone had to excavate the earth to get the minerals, and then they had to process the minerals to get the ceramic, and then they had to do the plumbing. So someone had their hand in it, though we may only just use it. So we all need each other. You must be dependent. We all need to depend on each other to live. You must depend on others for your livelihood. Even if you have a business, think about it. If you have a business and no one supports it, the business is dead. If you don't have clients, then you are wasting your time. You actually need people, and the sooner you realize that, it's the better for you. You need the substance of a man in order to be able to reproduce, because without a man, a woman is just that. 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 3 says to us, "But I would have you know that the head of every man is Christ, and the head of the woman is the man, and the head of Christ is God." Women were not designed to be independent. There should be reciprocity in the relationship, oneness in mind, oneness in direction. 1 Corinthians 11 and verse 9 says to us, "For the man is not of the woman, but the woman of the man. Neither was the man created for the woman, but the woman for the man." So we are seeing here explicitly stated that the man is actually the prize, as he gets to select that which he desires. Men don't desire females who are independent. Men desire women who are collaborative and not combative. The house of a man should be a house of peace and tranquility. It is for this reason a husband is always excited to head home to his wife. because there, even after a long, tumultuous day, he can find peace, rest, and tranquility. Lie number seven. You don't need to submit and be cooperative. Ephesians 5 and verse 22 says to us, "Wives, submit yourself unto your own husband as unto the Lord," means to place oneself under authority. In literal terms, it is saying to the wives, if you are married, you must place yourself under your own husband's authority. It didn't say that you should place yourself under your friend's authority, meaning that you should not be swapping husbands as friend. It did not say you should place yourself under your father's authority, because once you are married, it means then that the authority has been transferred from your father to your husband. Your father has no authority over you anymore. Upon becoming married, prior, yes, you were under his authority. However, marriage transferred that authority to your husband. So just in case you get in a situation where you have to choose between your father and your husband, the choice should always be your husband, because you are under his authority. And I'm sure that your father will indeed be accepting of your decision. Not the government's authority. You should submit only to your husband. Not your friend's husband, another woman's husband, but your own husband's authority. That is what you should be submitting under. For those persons who are unmarried, it means you should not be placing yourself under subjection of anyone that is not your husband, excepting your father until your husband comes along. However, any individual that you engage in a relationship with, you must be willing to place yourself under them if the relationship is going to work in marriage. It means a woman should not have multiple partners, as she is one person and she can only be under authority to one man at any time. Both men and women have to submit in order to be under or in divine alignment. Everything in nature is subjected to nature itself. The bird has to submit to the air in order to fly. If it decides that it's not going to submit to the air, then it will no longer fly. The fish has to submit to the water in order to swim. If the fish decides that one morning that he no longer wants to submit to the sea, he dies. The husband and the wife, they have to be under authority as well. The wife must submit to her husband. If not, the marriage will die. So too, the man must submit to the authority of God, because without it, the family structure will malfunction. Isn't that quite ironic? A woman has more power when she is under authority, as she has covering around her, over her, within her, which serve as both spiritual and physical covering. This covering protects the woman from being subjected to the revolving servitude door of sin. When the woman gives up her alleged power, she gains more power and authority. The devil likes when the women are not under authority, because when they are not under authority, it is easier for him to infiltrate. It is easier for him to deceive. That is why it is so important that a man is always protecting the woman. Contrary to what the world indicates, don't be afraid to submit, because the God you love requires it of you. He is the manufacturer. He knows what is best. He knows the product, which is you, more than you know yourself. Exercise your faith and allow him to do that which is right and also righteous. We are not saying that the man and the woman are not equal. Equality exists in being, but that does not equate to equality in function. Because a man has his role, so does a woman her role. Every woman is equal to her husband in her being, however, not in function. And the function should not be misconstrued. And when there is this disconnection, it causes women to feel as though they are being dishonored, disrespected, and being treated inhumanely. But the Bible will not be a part of this, because it doesn't mean that women are less than men. Our woman should not be enslaved or ensnared. As men, our purpose is to liberate them, as they are our equal, being a joint heir and partner. However, not an equal in function. Remember, respectful, cooperative, and agreeable equates to peace in the household. Now let us recap the 7 lies every woman ready for her husband should know. Lie number 1, you have time to get married. Though that it may be true, it is also false. You don't have a long time to get married. Just as how your eggs are rapidly degrading, so too is your cycle and viability to get the best man that you can get. A woman is most fertile from 18 through 25. That is a time period that a woman should seek to get married. By the time she reaches 35, she's on a downward trajectory. By the time she reaches 40, she is spiraling out of control and she is unable to bear fruit without much effort. Your education is relevant to the relationship. Lie number 2. This is deceptive, as it is important that you be educated while you anticipate the awaiting or the welcoming of your king. However, your educational status is irrelevant to the relationship because you will be under authority of the king. Number 3, you can have your harlot phase and then settle down. Proverbs 7 and verse 12 says, "Now is she without, now in the street, and laid in wait at every corner." This is a scripture that validates when they say a female is from the streets. Women who were in the streets are not women needed in marriage. They are the last to be even considered. A man should date you and spend money on you. That's number 4. That is not true. Men don't date, men court. Men don't spend on women, men invest in their wives. Lie number 5, you are the prize. Indeed, that is what they want us to think, but we have to remember that it's a business for them. They want to sell you the fake hair, the fake eyelashes. They want to sell you the makeup. They want to sell you the clothing. They want to sell you the jewelry. It is all a business for them. That is why they have been deceiving you to let you believe that you are the prize. But indeed, you are not the prize. The man is the prize. You should be elated when you are selected by a man. Lie number 6. You should be independent. There is something definitely wrong with a woman wanting to be independent. We were designed as human beings to be interdependent but not independent. We need each other in order to live, in order to survive, in order to have a homogeneous environment. So if you decide you want to be independent, it means that you want to die alone. And that is exactly what the society is setting up our women to do. You don't need to submit and be cooperative. That is lie number 7. Indeed, a woman needs to submit if she desires to be a wife. If she is a wife, she would have been in the position, in the frame of mind, to submit her will unto her husband. And if she submits, she will be honoring God, she will be honoring the family, and indeed, she will have a happy, healthy home. It is possible to see the reality as we avoid the illusion presented before us. It is our responsibility as men to groom our females into women, grounding them in the objective nature of truth. Then all these lies and more will be easier to tackle. Our culture is just in a state of depravity, subjecting us to the idea of subjective understanding of truth, saying that we can make our own reality. But let us reason it from a logical perspective. How I feel does not impact reality. It does not stop the sun from setting or sun from rising. What I want to say to you all is, let us not overpower each other, but let us empower one another. Until next time, signing out is Kareem Ainsley. Loved by women, respected by men. Peace, love, respect. Congratulations, you have made it to the end of this session. If the information added any value to you or your life, please continue to listen, like, share, comment, subscribe, and ensure that you have your notifications turned on so you will be in the know on every occasion of a new release. If you'd like to make communication with me for advice, guidance, counseling, or just to request that our team will make themselves available to serve you and or your team on occasions in which there is an event that this type of truth needs to be uttered, you can do so by sending us an email at kareemainsley@gmail.com. Don't forget that you can leave voice messages for me using the Anchor platform, which I will most definitely be intrigued to listen. If that is more convenient, you can do so. Leave your question, comments, and or concerns, and we'll reach out to you to address the matter and on occasions insert the question in our series to aid others who were not as brave to step forward. To receive materials prepared by your orator, Kareem Ainsley, visit the Amazon store or just search for Kareem Ainsley in the Amazon search bar, and you will be closer than you think. For autographed copies or special requests such as discounts, etc., send us an email for us to process the request. To support the ministry, you can do so by direct transfer of your gifts via our Zelle account at ainsleyk@andrews.edu. That is ainsleyk@andrews.edu. You can also submit your contributions by PayPal at paypal.me/KareemAins. That is paypal.me/KareemAins. You can also elect to be a monthly subscriber to our channel to support the ministry. Kareem Ainsley Podcast channel has been freely distributed on all major platforms, so you can listen to all our contents for free. This was made possible by the generous support from all our valuable listeners and supporters. If you are not yet a part of the family, please consider joining so we can reach more females, because when we are done, females will be transformed into women, and women transformed into princesses, and our princesses will become queens, adequately prepared to meet their kings. It is our objective to ensure that you are ready for opportunity, so when it comes, you are in a position to embrace it. Links and information can be found in the description. Thanks for being a part of the Kareem Ainsley family. You are going to be ready for opportunity, so when it comes upon you, you are able to discern it. You will not get your date with destiny if you are married to history. Be the wife you were meant to be. Unleash the queen within. This is Kareem Ainsley. We love you. Be blessed and see you in the next session.